Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you joining us today on this broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. We're going to be talking about a very serious issue today, an issue that I am prayerful, after you have heard the dialogue and the discussion, that you will be faithing God and not fearing man and what we see taking place with what is called the coronavirus today. As we face the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best source books, one of the best sources to go to in a time of crisis, in a time of question, in a time when there are issues that we cannot answer. And that source book is nothing less than the Word of God. God's Word, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, gives us hope, gives us trust, gives us strength and faith and not fear. As we look at the scripture, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about that which is truth. God's word is truth. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a statement in John 14, 6, where Jesus said, "I am truth." And then he makes a declaratory statement in relationship to the totality of the word of God. He says, "Thy word is truth," in John 17, 17. So it's the truth of the word of God that should give stabilization in our lives, encouragement and hope as we walk each day, even in difficult, dark days, dangerous days, as we're seeing today. But as George Orwell, a number of years ago, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, today you can turn on television about 24/7, and the overwhelming majority of the networks are spreading fear and not hope. In fact, I believe that it was Dr. Drew Pinsky, I don't know him other than the name, Drew Pinsky said that the television networks and the media should be held responsible for the panic that they're spreading in America over this coronavirus. And I believe he is right. And I believe the more we know, the more truth we have, the more information that we receive of truth, the better off we are as individuals to be sustained in the days that are before us. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And so I believe that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is take a stand for the truth, and the truth is based on nothing more and nothing less than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe that's a good safe haven for us in the society in which we're living in today, is the word of God. Study the word, listen to the word, learn the word, allow the word of God to give comfort and hope and peace as only God can through his word. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tunes for Time. Tunes for Time is an outdoor power dealership company providing specialized turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tunes for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. They carry the full line of professional lawn care equipment for the professionals. They carry also, ladies and gentlemen, hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. They have a full staff of knowledgeable people to answer all of your questions about power equipment and hurricane preparedness equipment. Tunes for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located, ladies and gentlemen, right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. It's right where the gigantic U.S. flag flows. Find the flag at the base of that flag, the flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, across America today, we're watching and we're sitting back as we see the battle and the panic over the coronavirus. And it's causing a panic. We are today watching, witnessing on the sidelines, if you will, of that panic that's being sown, the seed of panic around the globe and here in America. Everyone is simply frightened, fearful, and naturally it's a natural thing to be frightened and fearful of that which is unknown. And what we're hearing today is that which is unknown. And what we're seeing portrayed on television is many times, I believe, enhanced with that which is designed and aimed to cause fear. Our nation is facing, ladies and gentlemen, a real challenge. And the challenge I'm talking about is none other than the coronavirus. The coronavirus. By the way, it started in Wuhan, China. And the Chinese know that. In fact, they have published a book. I've not read it, of course, but I've read blurbs online relating to it. The Chinese party, the Communist Party in China, published a book where they make claims that the Americans flew in soldiers to Wuhan, China, and spread the virus, and then flew out, taking with them all of the American citizens out of Wuhan, China. Never mind the fact that Wuhan, China today is a ghost town. They have demolished and removed all evidence of the wet market that was in Wuhan, China. They have ceased to talk about the biochemical warfare lab that's there in Wuhan, even though they've sealed it. They've sent in the top officials for that biochemical weaponry in the nation of China. They've sent them in to make sure that nothing could happen as far as the loss of any of the viruses that they're dealing with. And so if you hear anything on the news, especially with the Communist Network News, better known as CNN, where they're now trying to back off the fact that they're not calling it Wuhan. In fact, AOC, that brilliant representative in the House of Representatives out of New York, AOC says that it's racist to call it the Wuhan, China, or the Chinese virus, that it's racist. And so that is being spread through the CNN news. And now they're saying that you ought not to call it a Chinese virus. You ought not to call it the Wuhan virus or the source of that, because that's simply a racist statement. Ladies and gentlemen, it's true. And there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. In fact, we need to understand more of the truth today, I believe, than ever before. But ladies and gentlemen, the challenge is, as we face these issues, it's the challenge of faith versus fear. Faith versus fear. So much of the information that's given by the media today is biased and presented with a focus on harming the presidential reelection, I believe. And some might disagree with me, and that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. During the course of this broadcast, I'm going to be inviting you to call in. Tell us where your fears are. What are you afraid of? What causes you fearful more than anything else about the news you're hearing about the coronavirus? What are you doing to combat the fear and fill your heart with faith? Is there something that we can answer? I have Dr. Phelps with me today. Dr. Neil Phelps is one of the professors in the college and university teaching theology and Bible courses. And I believe that we can answer a lot of your questions if you'd like to ask them and see if we can respond to them that will give calmness and encouragement and hope in your heart and life today. That's the purpose of today's broadcast. We're going to recap a lot of things that sounds fearful, but trickle down to the bottom line is we're going to talk about how do we combat that fear with faith. What do we do in relationship to what the Word of God instructs us to do? But ladies and gentlemen, it seems the officials are in some way encouraging the fear. In fact, the officials across the nation today have mandated closings of many, many, many businesses and venues. Let me just go down the list of 8 or 10 of them, and I'll do this carefully. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd be delighted to respond to them. for example, schools and colleges and universities across America being closed. Now, what the media has not told you, in most cases across the nation, it was the spring break that they were off this week anyway. And so they're harping the fact that schools are closed. Well, some of them have officially closed, not just for this week, but also for next week. But the state of New York, where it's supposed to be the panic in New Rochelle, New York, where they've carted off and basically sequestered an entire city with National Guard at the streets, somehow, some way, they are not closing the schools in New York. That's a little interesting and questioning on my part. There are those today that are all of the major sporting events have been canceled. In fact, I have an article here before me. The Ponte Vedra Beach have just notified the commissioner, Jay Mahan, said he thought it was a tough decision to cancel, but the players' tournament was canceled after the hearing of the concerns from the players, especially from the international players. And after Thursday's round at the PCA Tour, received a lot of questions from the players with the new news of Disney World's closing, Disney World and Universal Studios. And by the way, Disney World and Universal Studios, listen to this carefully. Combined income revenue is about $2 billion a day for that organization. You heard me, about $2 billion a day. And yet they have shut down, and they said they would do so through the end of this month. Now, that's a staggering statement, and that causes fear. The average person says if $2 billion a day is going to be forfeited for the safety of health, then there must be something major, major, major out there that we need to be concerned about. Yes, we're dealing with a major virus, but no, I believe that we're causing panic and fear. We have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is Carrie from St. Augustine. First of all, there's a lot of criticism of how we are handling this, mostly by the Democrats, obviously. But I would like to remind people, you know, compare to China. And for me, the most striking difference is China is a dictatorship. So when they say, we're closing down a whole city, or we're doing this, you know, these blanket measures that they take, they can do that because they're run by a dictator. Nobody's going to get up and argue. Here you have states arguing about how best to do it. You have Democrats still making it political as opposed to this is the health of the American people. How best do we protect the health in our economy? They're still trying to make points for their candidate versus Trump. And the second thing that really strikes me about all this is I really have to wonder how, if this was intentional on the behalf of the Chinese, because their worst nightmare is for Trump to be reelected, because he is putting such pressure on them to make concessions to us in trade. And knowing about their purges over time, life means very little to the Chinese historically. And I wouldn't put it past them to sacrifice a few people, in Wuhan to the greater goal of preserving their economy and the financial situation of their people.
Well, you know, you've touched on two or three things that let me respond to for the benefit of our listeners.
Okay.
I believe without any reservation, you know, one of the largest, in fact, they've got two major biochemical warfare test centers, one within 4 miles of Wuhan, the other about 20 miles out of Wuhan, China.
Really?
And there's no question. In fact, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, was asked the very specific question, do you believe this is as a result of a virus that was released out of China that was an accidental release and or intentional? And he said, without a doubt. The
Really?
Department of Homeland Security says that. The CDC say that. China was shut down completely. We're not allowing any CDC officials to come in. Nobody from the U.S. could come in and help them investigate. No one from any place around the globe, Europe or otherwise, were allowed to come in. The World Health Organization was denied access to the Wuhan, China event. And the bottom line is, and I think it's a pretty safe statement to make, the Wuhan Chinese doing their China experiment on animals, on experimenting with the different viruses. Those
right.
Chinese laborers, probably making 25 to 50 cents a day at the most, if that,
right.
they determined to take some of the carcasses of those animals that they were experimenting with, and they took the carcasses to the Wuhan Chinese wet market, as it's called, where they'd hang the carcasses there for people to come by and buy. As a result of that, those carcasses were bought and ingested by the citizens that had been tested with all those chemicals in them, and therein lies the way that it was spread. Now, the other possibility was that somehow, some way, it was released inadvertently from the center itself. I don't think that's the case, but the high probability, and Senator Tom Cotton out of American U.S. Senate says that he believes that's the source of it without any equivocation. And now this is the reason we find the Chinese government, the communist government going in. They've already destroyed all of the Wuhan Chinese wet market. It's been absolutely excised and all of the debris removed. They're removing anything that would be called evidence that will trace back to the biochemical warfare lab. And now they're claiming that American soldiers were sent in from the U.S. government to spread the virus, and then we flew out all of American citizens, and they're dogmatically spreading that lie and that deception and false information
today. It's
so
crazy.
And we find some of the American news media that's believing that and replicating that in some fashion with their news.
Yes, and also because they control their own media, they want their people to buy into that, which we have seen time and time again. We're still the great American devil, whatever these countries call us.
That is to save face and say that we're the ones that are the ones that were put upon.
Yes, absolutely. They just rewrite history according to what they want, and because they can control the media, and because they know our media is so susceptible to suggestion, if it's damning America and damning the party that's in office right now, they will buy into it. We are buying right into their game, what they want. They want to crush the economy. Not make sure Trump doesn't get reelected. Get somebody in there that is sympathetic to them, so things can just go on as usual. And
yes, I believe what you're saying is on target and is pretty accurate in statement. With that being said, let me put you on the spot for a moment. How should we respond, especially as Christians? Should we be caught up in the vortices of fear and frightened and anxious and wringing our hands? What should we do? Should we go into bunkers and cover our heads and say the Passover?
No, I think people. Listen, it's a new virus, so more people are susceptible. That's just the way it is. We don't have any immunity to it, so more people are going to contract it than something that's been in the system for a long time. Just like when early settlers came here and they brought things like the flu and decimated, populations. But we have such good health. We have such good, medical facilities and ways that we can protect ourselves, like common sense things, which I do in my own home, which is to sanitize, surfaces, wash my hands as soon as I come in, wipe down my keys, that I use on the outside. And, I try to protect my home. And you do keep a little space from people because you don't want to contract it. Most people will recover, but the most vulnerable people in our society are going to be more vulnerable to it and have more severe medical issues because of it. But that's the same with any flu that circulates. But the other thing, Dr. Youngblood, and I don't understand. Americans don't think about this. This has shown very clearly that we cannot put all of our eggs in one basket. So American companies that are doing business over there and producing, like I was horrified to find out that most of our pharmaceuticals come from China. So, and that's why people are buying.
Between 85 and 97% of all of our pharmaceuticals
come from China. How do you do that? Because then they can hold you hostage. Any country can hold you hostage. How do you do that? Where is the common sense? That's why I was like, why are people buying TP? And then I was told, well, most of it comes from China. So people are afraid that they're not going to, it's not going to be available. Even something as basic as that, how do we put that much power in a foreign country over what our citizens can, you know, get their hands on that are just necessary to daily living, you know, foodstuffs, medical stuff, you know, paper products, whatever they may be.
Well, briefly, we can take time out for a moment, briefly do a throwback that goes back to the William Jefferson Clinton administration when China was given the most favored trade nation status. And as a result of that, businesses by the thousands in America started outsourcing everything that was made.
Yeah.
The pharmaceuticals discovered that they could do the major pharmaceuticals could be done for 50 cents on the dollar or 10 cents on the dollar. They shipped it overseas to China, and they will re-import it, the pharmaceuticals, in, taking it at about 1,000% or 10,000% markup.
Yeah.
And we, the people, have to pay the price. One of the things that's good that our listeners need to understand, with that being said, President Trump has been proactive, and he has called in to his Oval Office everyone, all, not any left out, of the pharmaceutical bigwigs, as I would call them, into his Oval Office, and they have been given directions to ramp up everything that is called pharmaceuticals and be manufactured in America. The problem is, if I can be negative for a moment, the problem is that that which is in the distribution pipeline to be headed to America is rapidly drying up. Those pharmaceutical houses have a certain amount on hand, and it is no longer in the pipeline of production to come to America from China. So there will be, Dr. Fauci on last night's news, I've forgotten the anchor that was interviewing him, said, is there a possibility that Americans will see in the next 2 months a shortage in major pharmaceuticals and medications that we need? He said, there's no question about it. That will happen. So
exactly.
It should cause us to sit up and take notice and redirect what we do in business and commerce in America and do it in our own soil. This is the reason President Trump has been so hated by the left, is because you take William Kerry, you take many of the John Kerry, that is, and many of the others that have been in the circle in the Beltway in Washington so long, they will send business overseas, and because of giving that opportunity for the pharmaceutical houses and others, they then are dipping in the till unknown to the American citizens and making mega millions. So the left does not want to see this cease, but I'm prayerful that Trump will see it to its demise so that we can do that in America, as he sits often look out for Americans first. But I am really thankful for your call, and let me encourage you as well as our listeners, we need to continue to place our faith in God and recognize that we need to be vigilant, we need to recognize, we need
to
be concerned, we need to do what we can,
but
at the same time recognizing that our lives and our days are in the hands of God.
Absolutely. We're a Christian nation, and we can't forget that. Yes, everybody can express their own religious freedom, but we are a Christian nation.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood,
so
for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for
God
your call.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about faith and not fear, and what we ought to do in relationship to that which we see. We're talking about those mandated closings across America, where we're finding schools and colleges and universities, sporting events, even the TCP players now that were scheduled to be playing this weekend, that's been canceled. Cruise ships have canceled all cruises, one company said, for at least 2 months. The state of Washington has the governor in the state of Washington issued executive orders. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, executive orders in the state of Washington, no gatherings, sports, political, social, including churches with more than 250 people. That's going to be a major, major problem for businesses and professionals, as well as for churches in the state of Washington. The stock market has lost trillions upon trillions of dollars in the past 2 weeks as a result of the coronavirus panic that's on the across the nation. I mentioned a moment ago the Kentucky governor has said no for any public meetings of any size, including churches. That's in the state of Kentucky, where he has forbidden churches to even have services on Sunday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but as our caller mentioned just a moment ago, in a dictatorship society like China, they can make the declarations like that and forbid the meetings. But in America, I have never seen this in my lifetime, and I'm still a little bit under 100 years old. And I've never seen this take place in America, as we're seeing. It's building to absolute panic across our nation today. Flights in and out of Europe have been canceled. People are warned of the dire hazard of getting into groups of people of any size. The U.S. Capitol has just announced that it's closed to the general public. But here's the article I spoke of a moment ago. Dr. Drew Pence says press should be held accountable for the coronavirus panic. They are hurting people. And that's exactly what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to focus on the setting the foundation of where we are and what is taking place so that we can then move forward from that as to what we should do and how we should respond in relationship to what is taking place. One writer says the coronavirus will bankrupt more people than it kills, and that's the real global emergency. This article says coronavirus economic danger is exponentially greater than its health risk to any of the public. If the virus does directly affect your life, it is most likely to be through shopping, stopping you going to work, forcing your employer to make a rudimentary fundamental change, a bankruptcy of businesses. In fact, one writer says, that they, as I stated in that title, that more businesses will go bankrupt. There'll be more bankruptcies than those that are dying from the coronavirus. Now, that's one person's opinion. He had a pretty healthy article on that I've read thoroughly and I'm in full agreement with. But ladies and gentlemen, the CDC warns of not having enough test kits. Dr. Fauci from the CDC said that it is unfortunate but true. The CDC was not prepared for this outbreak of coronavirus. As a result, because they've been challenged, and Donald Trump, by the way, President Trump has been blamed for, the president has been blamed for not having enough emergency test kits for the coronavirus on hand. Now listen very carefully. The coronavirus was just brought into the global attention the first part of January. It was known in China back as early as last October, and then started being discussed among the leadership of the scientific world in China in December. When we discovered that President Trump got ahead of the game and started calling in the CDC and Homeland Security, et cetera, trying to find out where we stand. But yet he's being blamed for the fact that we need hundreds of thousands, millions of test kits. And we've been compared to South Korea. They've been able to test about 20,000 people today, and we've not been able to do so. Well, Dr. Fauci said, quote, it is our problem. It is the CDC. We were not prepared. But yet they're blaming the fake news. The CNN Communist Network News is blaming President Trump for that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the blame game that's causing a lot of fright and fear and panic in America today. Even in New York, one entire city has been isolated, cordoned off in New Rochelle, New York. Jacksonville mayor just said, in fact, I'm looking at an article. Mayor Curry, Lenny Curry, says no school closures planned amid the coronavirus pandemic. Subtitle, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry does, however, recommend canceling any event of more than 500 people. I find it disingenuous for our mayors and our governors to be playing one-upmanship. Of trying to say, I'm getting ahead of it more quickly than you. I'm taking proactive steps more stringent than yours. And look at me, look at what I'm doing to protect our people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's disingenuous and it's causing fear and panic. As of today, we're told that we have about 4,800 deaths on a global basis and hundreds of thousands that are infected. And they're saying that you need to be tested, but listen very carefully. Is every citizen supposed to be tested? I don't ask for a doctor to test me for anything unless I'm showing indications of a virus or a cold or some flu, and then I want the doctor to see me. Then I want the doctor to test me. There's a push in America today that every citizen, we got 360 million people in America, they're pushing that every citizen ought to be tested. And yet Dr. Fauci with the CDC says, we're not going to test anybody unless there are indications that they have contracted the virus or that they may be a carrier of the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour. We'll come back after the news. Don't turn your dial. We're going to be talking about the biblical illustrations, the biblical text that warrants and mandates that we faith God and not fear this pandemic.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.